720 WGN. It is Dane here with you high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio on Memorial Day, a day that is, of course, for all the important and essential reasons, dedicated to our fallen men and women in uniform, and is also a great day that typically has a lot of celebrating out in the backyard as we kind of officially flip that calendar into where it says, at least on the seasonal side, summer. And this is a guy who's behind so many of those great experiences, whether it's in the backyard, whether it's on your favorite television show, whether it's in your favorite books. He's an author, restaurateur, TV personality, barbecue Hall of Famer, and he is Chicago's very own, even though he calls us from the exotic location of St. Petersburg, Florida on a regular basis. It's the one and only Dr. Barbecue, Ray Lampe. Welcome to WGN.
Hi, Dane. Good to talk to you. Always a pleasure to talk to my people in Chicago. Sammy, producer, sounds like a Chicago guy. I'm in the mood.
He is. He's, you know, he's teetering. He needs a little bit of, I think, support, right? If there was maybe a barbecue, I don't know, an inspiration hotline. Of course, he's getting very hungry with a lot of the guests, and I'm sure it's just going to get worse from here on out. But he is a huge Bears fan, and as we're creeping towards the season, he just can't contemplate a Bears-free fall. So hopefully that'll work out for everybody, right?
Yes, I'm on that team too. Plus down here we were all full of the Tom Brady stuff, man. It's crazy down here.
I was gonna say, Ray, do you have you purchased your Tom Brady jersey yet? And are they in every single store? Is the Tom Brady jersey the top seller down there?
Oh, I'm sure they are. I don't know if they're in the stores yet, but they will be for sure. It's mania down here. I mean, they've already basically, these people are making their Super Bowl reservations, but they don't have to because the Super Bowl's here. So it's like karma. They believe it.
Oh, that's exciting stuff. It was cool to see those guys playing golf and whatever. You know, I think we're so starved for sports, and starved is, of course, a kind of a food pun, but, you know, we're missing out on a lot of the things that we know and love. And a lot of that is, as far as like in the barbecue world and a lot of these great food events, you know, whether it's festivals or certainly on the competition side, it's all been pushed back. But you are there giving us, you know, kind of, you've been called into service. And, you know, whether it's the videos that you're making, those great videos in your backyard, which is the latest TV set, or whether it's, you know, it's some of the virtual contests that you're a part of with the turkey. I mean, you've been pretty active.
Yeah, well, we've all had to adapt to whatever we can do, and frankly, those of us that are used to being the center of attention, you know, we had to sort of do it a little different. Now, I've been standing up by my grill and baking all. The other day, I had the food processor out there. I made some beer cheese, so yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And these virtual, I judged a virtual barbecue contest for the Turkey Smoke folks who are behind this one, and so I did it yesterday. I got to tell you, that's rough, though. 59 entries, and you don't get to eat it. So it's just a – and they can't – they only got about four. It's ridiculous. So you get, like, three pictures, a written recipe, and about a 10-second video. And it's like you look at it, and it's like, well, it looks good, but somehow I got to decide what that would taste like. But I think it's keeping us all from going stir-crazy, and it was kind of fun. And I guess there will be a winner. It's just kind of hard to pick the winner and not have ever eaten the food. It's a different world for sure.
Well, we're trying to find some workarounds to give people sort of an idea to keep on topic and experience at least a little part of it. We just had Emily Detweiler from KCBS on a little bit earlier in the program, and she had mentioned that one of the upsides of the virtual contest is that people that aren't necessarily, you know, it can be an intimidating situation, really, whether you're, you know, a competitor or able to, you know, get in on that side. You can still kind of participate, right, and certainly see what's going on, even if you're not, you know, already locked in.
Yeah, well, and we're always, you know, as competition cooks, we're always looking for feedback, whatever that may be. So sitting at home, you're cooking, you get the feedback, and then you get to actually eat it for dinner, which is kind of unique. But Emily's the one that warned me. She said, there's 59 entries. It gets a little monotonous. But it was fun. And, you know, I've been a competitor in that world for so many years that every time I do judge now, I understand how important it is to those teams and how serious they want the judges to be. And I certainly give it my best effort. But I was still hungry.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're kind of, it's kind of on us, right, in this part to like get out either in the backyard or wherever you can, or go to your favorite restaurant and get carry out, at least to here. I know in Florida you guys have loosened up a little bit, but the food, the actual eating part of the food side is kind of on us. But I love the fact, and let's talk a little bit about it. Turkey, you know, remember that whole, like, you know, it's not just for breakfast, or, you know, beef, it's what's for dinner, or anything. Like, turkey, like, you're helping to kind of redefine how turkey is thought of and embraced. It's an exciting thing. As a guy who really loves turkey and know it can be so much more than just Thanksgiving or maybe lunch meat on a sandwich, this is really cool what you're doing with turkey smoke.
Yeah, I look at it as an opportunity because I am a big fan of turkey, always have been. And the motion is to try to get barbecuers and grillers to cook more turkey. Well, I looked at that as a challenge of great fun. I made recently a scotch egg using ground turkey, and it was excellent. It was really good. I made some turkey chowder on the grill the other day. I made a tamale pie using shredded turkey. I used a turkey tenderloin. I grilled it and then kind of sliced it and kind of broke it up in there. Tamale pie was outstanding. And then I took some turkey thighs and I smoked them, and then I took them and threw them in the pan with like a smothered thing, kind of like a soul food thing with onion and pepper and mushrooms and gravy, and man, that was good. So yeah, I'm having a blast with it, and I think it's going to catch on real easy.
Unlike maybe just some of us who like turkey and have seen maybe some more of the possibilities for it, Ray, you come at turkey with some street cred, right? So on the barbecue side, like, your first contest that you ever had success at and won was with turkey.
It's right over there in my office. There's only one trophy in here. It's from 1991. It was in West Chicago at a place at the time was called King James Refuge. It was a bar, kind of a with a big backyard. And I went there to my first KCBS contest in 1991. The category back then, this is so far back, the chicken category wasn't even chicken. It was poultry. You could cook whatever you wanted, and I didn't know any better. I cooked a turkey, and I came in third, and it's my first ever barbecue trophy coming up on 30 years old.
Wow. Okay, so creating some of those memories as competition barbecue was in its infancy. First, you know, the 82 Royco Rib Fest and all that, and of course some of our biggest TV specials that are on television now. And I think you're on in, I don't know if it's England this week or Canada last week. I mean, you're on all over the place. And we could have links for those too, but some of the most exciting stuff you're doing is, you know, Sandy, your backyard has now become the TV set, right? You're making a bunch of videos for Instagram.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of us are doing that. Like I said earlier, we're used to being the center of attention, and all of a sudden, you got to stay home, and so you figure out a way. Let's be honest, our phones are so valuable now. I took a ladder outside, and I bought a little tripod with, like, the bendy legs, stuck it on the ladder, and I'm shooting videos out in my backyard. I got a little remote control clicker to turn it on. I'm like a one-man TV set, and I'm just having fun out there. I mean, like a lot of chefs are, and we're just looking for something to do and something to, we're all cooking like crazy. So yeah, and you can find them. I mean, they're all over social media, but I've been kind of trying to funnel them to my Instagram account. It's real Dr. Barbecue, because somebody else got Dr. Barbecue. So it's RealDrBBQ. So but they don't use it. So one of these days I got to try and get it.
So much time spent behind the camera as talent on the shows. Now that you're actually the director and the producer at the same time, is there a newfound respect for what's going on there? Do you find yourself like Cecil B. DeMille? We're losing the light. How's that working?
Yeah, well, no, it's all natural lighting, Dane. So it's all about what time of day you do it. My little spot where I'm doing it, if you look at any of them, you'll see I'm in the same spot. In the afternoon, I can't do it. The sun's on me. It's white hot. You can't see anything over there. So I got to get out there reasonably earlier in the day. By about 1 o'clock, it's starting to fade. So then I have to move all the way out in the sun with the pool in back, and that's not necessarily a good, the best background. It just makes people mad.
One of the things you've been doing, making people hungry and also giving them the tools to go ahead and succeed in their backyard and competitions, their kitchens, however they're doing it. You know, we all know the great ambassadorship with Big Green Egg, taking it from really kind of an odd thing to now aspirational cooking. Everybody knows what it is. Everybody wants one, and lots of people have them. And so the latest thing that I think is again, really exciting, and this is something that is new, as well, you've always been a supporter of this. And again, there's street cred, and I think some authenticity authenticity here too is Dizzy Pig, right? So you've been with them and supporting them and knowing what they've doing for a long time, but now been able to go full force supporting those brands.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Dizzy Pig, Chris Capella is the guy that started it, and he's an old Big Green Egg guy, and that's where I know him. But I worked for Big Green Egg for all those years, and they had spices and they had other things. I was very, very much staying in the lane with them, and that was great. But it's since that ended, I've been able to look at different things, and it's really been kind of fun as well. I mean, I'm still friends with the Big Green Egg folks, but I'm just not fully committed. So I could work with Dizzy Pig, and it's a treat, man. It's one of the original cool barbecue spice companies, and they do it better than anybody. They're grinding everything fresh. They're mixing it fresh. There's no junk in there. He told me a cool story about cumin. Apparently, like most of the big spice houses buy cumin and stuff like that, ground in big bags and packages. And so there was apparently a problem where some nuts got into it, and everybody had it, and they didn't know what they had, and it was really a problem for nut allergy people. Well, the Dizzy Pig folks, they grind their own cumin at their own place. So all they had was cumin seed, so they didn't have any issue with that. And it just shows you, grinding fresh, any chef will tell you, those are the best spices. And so it's really a treat. And there's all these creativity as well. 27 unique blends.
Yep. It's great. I mean, things have come a long way from when all we had was just the McCormick or the Magic seasoning with Paul Prudhomme's picture crudely scrawled on top of the on top of the bottle. So lots of great stuff. And before we let you go, Ray, give out the place where people can go to find more information about the Dizzy Pig stuff. And of course, all the things that are going on, you know, with you, with Dr. Barbecue and all your social media.
Yeah, Dizzy Pig is dizzypigbbq.com. Somebody got the Dizzy Pig one, too, but you'll be able to find them real easy. Nice folk. They're all over social media, too. And I'm pretty much everywhere as DRBBQ, Dr. Barbecue, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And Instagram a lot these days. That's where you'll find me. That's real Dr. Barbecue, though.
Of course, the restaurant down there, last thing, about 30 seconds. If we make that pilgrimage down in order to whether buy the Tom Brady jersey or do the pregame at the restaurant, are you guys open a little bit? And will you be open in the future for the pilgrimage?
Yeah, we're lucky down here in Florida. We are 50% open in our dining rooms. We can do more outside, and we've got a lot of outside seating. I was just over there, and the place is rocking, but we're doing everything right. Everybody's wearing a mask. We're cleaning everything. We are doing the best we can.
Sammy's got a question for you.
I don't got a question. I was just going to tell Ray, you know, you're a good guy and all, but it's time to go, man. I'm hungry, and it's not working. That was the final straw, so we got to get him out of here. He's out.
You're too delicious, Ray. That's what it is. We'll have links up at WGNRadio.com. Have a great rest of your Memorial Day, Ray, and thanks so much for jumping on with us.
Always a pleasure, Dane. Say hi to everybody in Chicago.